It's all your basketball right now. Just
It's that and X-Men. Like,
Jock jams and X-Men. That's what you got in your head right now.
honestly, all the time.
Cedar Sinai. Shifty work into the box. And across. It's in. Oh, it's LaRue. It's a dream return.
Welcome to Casual FC, an Angel City preview pod. I'm your host, Mario Salazar, with my co-host, Angela Morales.
Hello.
Who's also been stuck in like March Madness mode. So, you know, if she strays from talking about soccer to talking about baseball, basketball at some point.
Okay, listen, I'm also watching baseball. A lot is happening in my sports brain at the moment.
If other sports start creeping in, you know why.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome.
It's my favorite time of the year.
Well, welcome everybody. So right off the bat, and just to keep you up to date, our episode is going to be covering our next match, which is Saturday, March 30th, against the Kansas City Current. We will be at CPKC Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri, not Kansas. They're just on the other side of the river. It is what it is. It's going to be at 12:30 p.m. It's going to be broadcasting and streaming on ESPN, because they said any match that is on ESPN will also be broadcast on ESPN Plus. So you don't need, if you don't have a cable subscription for ESPN, you can still watch it on ESPN Plus. You're all good there. And if you can't watch it, it will be on iHeartRadio. So listen to Isaac and Tracy call the game. Amazing. And if you can't make it to Kansas City, Missouri,
because they did not give us a lot of supporter tickets or a lot of away folks, because they didn't build enough seats in that stadium.
Yeah, you knew the demand was there. Why didn't you just build it for if you build it they will come. Angel City will be having a watch party on the 30th. Watch party starts at 11:30 a.m. Kickoff will be at 12:30 p.m. The location will be at both 33 Taps in Culver City and in Silver Lake. So go have fun with people. Meet new people. Talk to new people. They're all going to have the same interests.
Not be there. I need some downtime. I'm burning my candle at both ends and a few places in the middle. And your girl needs some sleep.
Baseball,
and just general rest.
Baseball, March Madness, and the availability of the NWSL on pretty much every platform that she has completely burnt out.
That, along with like normal life responsibilities, like a bunch of personal stuff. And I'm just like, I need 3 days off from life, not even just work, life. I just need to send into the clouds and float for 3 days and be like, okay, I'm fine. Yeah. But it's worth it. It's worth it.
It's worth it. Well, I probably won't be making it either. It's just one of those things when you've got two young children that are involved in other activities and things like that, you just got to go do. Plus, LAUSD is on spring break right now. So this week is me time shifting, going to work super early just so that I can head home from work at sometime in the like early afternoon, just to be able to come home and help and stuff, and try to save the kids from boredom, because no matter what we do, they're bored. But yeah, that's my week.
Yeah, speaking of chaos.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of chaos, we have our week two chaos award. So if you missed it last week, we are going to be giving a chaos award to the team, player, fan base, weather, anything that creates the most shenanigans of the week. I have two nominees for this week.
Okay.
Maybe we should put up like who wins chaos and maybe do a little poll, based on this one on Wednesday. So if you watch the game on Friday, like the woman, the myth, the legend, Marta, bonkers on Friday. She was so frustrated by her own team when they got the goal called back, by us, just by like the referees, just everything.
Just everything was frustrating her.
So many things. I appreciated the fact that we had frustrated her that much, but.
Oh, to the point where she was slapped.
She was like smacking punching. The ground.
She was punching the ground. Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of somebody who's done that, but on a basketball court, it hurts. But I had to do it to distract the rest of my brain from a very severe injury. So that's different. But Marta is my first nominee because that game was bonkers. She got carded way too late. Probably should have gotten carded in the first half. But yeah, the other award nominee who I wish we could just ban from the game are knees. Just knees.
ACLs are part of those, but
ACL, knees. PCL, MCL, LCL, cartilage, patellas, patella tendons. None of this. I'm
dead. Hey, Ange, your physio is showing.
Yeah, here's all these letters for different things that hold your knee together. But we have MA's injury, which we haven't really gotten too much news on yet. We're hoping she's good. All good thoughts to MA.
Yes.
Midge Purse as well went down. It's causing a little bit of a scandal because of what Juan Carlos from Gotham is saying. Oh, this is because of the Gold Cup, not because he didn't, not like he let her play. It's, that's the whole thing. It's a whole other conversation for Gotham fans because I'm letting them take that one off. But again, Midge is amazing. Midge does not deserve an injury. And then on the like opposite end of that, this week.
On recovering knees.
Yeah, on a recovering knees, we get Kristen Press posting training videos, doing a little footwork, little steppy steps, running.
Yeah.
Excuse me? I don't know. Just
the way social media works is like that what you post is not exactly what's going on at the moment. But I'm wondering, was she just solo training while everybody was like traveling? She's just probably by herself at the training center. Oh, my time. Nobody will bug me.
Yeah. And then if you know anything about WOSO fans and Kristen Press and Tobin Heath fans.
I have learned.
They went absolutely feral. One, just because she posted. Two, because she posted playing. And then three, because there was a picture of Tobin. It's a whole thing. I just hope she's doing okay. I don't know what it means. Yes, I can't look too much into it because there's too much that is impacted by the possibility of her coming back this season.
Yes. Yeah.
We talked about it a little bit in previous episodes. There's not room on the roster right now. So who knows?
Yeah. No room, which means someone's got to go.
Yeah.
And which is, it's stressful. And then like, even she's training, does it mean that she's going to be at 100% if she comes back in the summer? Everybody was hoping for a summer comeback from her, but again, whenever she comes back, she's not going to be at 100%. So I do wish her all the best. I'm glad to see that she's up and training, like she's geared up and ready to go. And I really do hope that all her training is like making her stronger and getting her ready to play. And I would love to see her play again, because those first couple games were great. I just want to be like, everybody, just put your reality hat on.
Yeah.
And look at the actual situation. Not the aura of Kristen Press, right? And I'm sorry for everybody who's listening that is a Kristen Press stan that like is like, what the F are you talking about? Believe me, I'm with you. I want her to be on that pitch as much as you do.
Yep.
I also just want to like temper. I'd rather set my expectations in a kind of low realistic type thing and then just be blown away. So,
and I think at this point we have to. We just lost Sam Uys to retirement at 31 because of the damage that was done to her knee. And she was never able to get back to the point of playing again. The only thing I want is for her to be happy and secure in whatever decision she makes. But we also have to be realistic as fans that to have, what, 4 surgeries now, it's a little iffy.
Yeah.
Realistically, just as a human, you can only go through so much. But enough for CP right now. She'd probably be like, please stop talking about me.
Yeah.
Like, back to the rest of the league. What happened this weekend?
So our quick roundabout for the NWSL, we had the Utah Royals taking on North Carolina Courage. The Royals won 2-1. The Red Stars won 2-1 against Seattle, which going into the season, everybody was like, Seattle. Yeah, bonkers. Like, Red Stars, what, finished like almost dead last, or they did finish dead last year. So
yeah, this team, both the Utah game, the Utah-North Carolina game was insane. There was like PKs that were saved. It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
The Red Stars are shooting the lights out, frankly. In a way, I knew they were going to come back strong this season, given the sale of the team, the coaching change, Mal coming back. Alyssa Nair, though, Alyssa Nair is in peak form. Uncle Alyssa is what's up. But anyway, go ahead.
And then we've got Washington Spirit 2-1 over Bay FC.
I'm not going to lie, I was so happy they lost. The rivalry runs deep already.
Yeah, it's deep enough where we're just going to have that little bit of satisfaction every time they lose. We want to see amazing things from some of their players, but we also want to see them lose every single time. So that's all good.
Yep.
Houston and Racing both came to a 0-0 draw. San Diego and Kansas City won 2-1. And then we've got Portland and Gotham 1-0.
Lots of spicy soccer this weekend. Exactly. A lot of it.
Exactly. And then that brings us to our match.
So, on the last episode of Angel City FC, we took on the Orlando Pride at Inner & Co. Stadium on Friday, the 22nd.
Yes. we were the first match of the weekend.
Yes. Which is always a good thing, also always a bad thing because it's stressful. We came out with a draw, which honestly, we got lucky. They had a goal called back. Thank God. We got a penalty. And then we set Marta up for the most beautiful freaking goal in the whole wide world.
Emsley took the penalty at 53 minutes. And then Marta was wide open. Nobody on her. On a corner kick, and she just karate kicked. She like jumped up.
It was dunk.
Yeah, just karate kicked that thing in, and I'm just like, oh man.
Yeah.
That's highlight reel, like, but it hurts.
It hurts so bad. Yeah. I joked. I think I said it in the preview where I was like, I love when Marta plays well. I hate it when it's against my team. Prime example. The thing is that Angel City matched up exactly how they had planned on it. They did everything they were supposed to do and wanted to do for that corner kick. Marta just doesn't count.
Although
Matthias was just like, yeah, we did what we're supposed to do, and then there's Marta. Like, there's only so much you can do.
Marta was doing a lot for that team, though. Honestly, if Marta goes down, I know we were saying Brazil 2.0, but they were some glimpses of that.
Yeah.
But if Marta goes down, it is honestly that we would have won 5-1. Like, if Marta was not in that, like, she was doing so much. She was dropping back so far into the defense.
Yeah.
To make up for what her defense wasn't doing.
Marta was everywhere. Just like Messiah was. If you watch the game, Messiah was everywhere. It was very apparent that she was playing against her old club and she had a point to prove. Just because I left doesn't mean anything changed. I am who I am. But overall, we looked good. And that's the hard part right now with the little tweaks that you see happening. Our pace is good. Our control is decent. Everything is almost there.
Yeah. When you look, we looked good, I think. When we look at the stats, possession was pretty much 50-50. The thing is, it's one of those, what's the Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott quote?
I don't know. I've never watched The Office. Mario is quickly finding out how much pop culture I have sacrificed to watch sports.
Yes. She is watching the 90s X-Men animated series right now for the first time. And I'm just like, really? Really? Come on now. Really?
Yeah, Saturday morning cartoons. I half the time couldn't watch them because I was at a tournament, a game, practice, something.
Those weren't Saturday morning cartoons. Those were like midweek after school cartoons.
Also at practice, games. I played six sports.
The quote is, "You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take." Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott.
Oh.
Yeah. So the shots on target.
It's also a quote from a Cinderella story, for what it's worth. from the paint peels in the diner. Yeah.
I like the offering better. Okay. Where I was going with that was the fact that total shots overall, Orlando had us beat 14 to 12. But the crucial one is the shots on target. They had eight mm-hmm. on target, and we only had four. And it's, come on, like, you need to shoot. Like, when the score is zero, and then you look at the stats and it says zero shots on target, there was a reason why the score was zero.
That's the thing. We have to capitalize on the chances we have, because we're making them. Like, those chances are being created.
Yes.
It's
According to FotMob, we had three big chances, and basically we missed all of those. So,
yeah.
And if you want me to define what big chances are, don't ask me, because I, like...
call Nina. Go over to Angel City Chicks. Hit up Nina.
Go, hey, Nina, we heard it on Uncasual FC. What are big chances? Nina, come help us. I'm going to text her right now and tell her, like, hey.
Yeah, this is the second episode. We're like, can you just phone in? But overall, I think everybody had the same feelings. We posted up the session after the game. And generally, everybody felt the same way. Katie said she was overall hopeful, and that Allie Riley's postgame was spot on with a fingers crossed emoji. So I didn't see Cap's postgame stuff, so I'll have to go look at that to see what that was all about. I saw Merritt's and coaches, but I didn't see Cap's.
I think Allie's was something about, like, they just have to step up on these big moments, and, like, they have to take advantage of the moment and the opportunity when it comes to them, and that's just something that they need to work on.
Yeah, I absolutely
I think
agree.
That's what it was. If not, then that's what I'm going to say it was, because they definitely need to do that either way.
Yeah, then Ethan messaged us and said that he was a bit underwhelmed, to be honest, and that we need to execute on the chances, which is what we were just saying, and to crowd the box. So for those who don't know, the box by the goal, you want people there to then have more feet to kick the ball into the goal.
People in a small area creates chaos, and that chaos can lead to a goal. So
exactly. KL asked where TF is Le'Veon, which, honestly, same. I have so many questions. Clarice, where are you? I was gonna make a very poorly timed joke prior to the recording of this episode. I took it out of my brain because it would have been very inappropriate given worldwide events that are happening. But I feel like our second Frenchie is missing, and the vibe on the pitch, like, sometimes I'm like, we just need a little something. And I think it's Clarice, because she's such a playmaker.
Yeah.
So I agree with KL in wondering what the heck. Max messaged us and said that the positives were that the team still looked good and played with a lot of heart. And once the goals start, they'll be hard to stop, which I completely agree with. I think that penalty that Claire took is going to take a little bit of that pressure off.
Yeah.
We scored. We pulled that Band-Aid off. We're good. Max also said that the Sol Rosa looks great, which I agree on, and that the Prime broadcast was really well done.
Yeah.
I was at Rockin' Bruce, so I only heard half of it.
yeah. No, like I said, the Prime broadcast was pretty great. Quality was great. I didn't really have any streaming issues, so it was all good on my end. And yes, the Sol Rosa kits looked great. It wasn't until like halfway in the first that I realized that both teams were wearing their away kits. Orlando also had their away kit, and the way you can tell is that every away kit has the gradient,
like, yeah, ombre look to
the, like,
it
45 degree ombre gradient thing. And then I was like, oh, it's because we're playing in a Sol Rosa pink and theirs is like this kind of orange Julius.
It's like a coral. Yeah.
It's like the Orange Julius kit, like a coral pinkish. So both of them would have been light colored things. So yeah, so makes sense. And then Katie also came, another Katie with a Y, came in with, so next game is going to be a win, right? Because we're just trending upwards. Basically, we started with a loss. We're at a tie. Like... next one's going to be a win, right? We just want to, we want to round out. On the table, we want to have a 1-1-1.
Yes. Basically. I just gave me some straight lines.
Exactly. On that, let's check out the standings. Point on the road is huge for anyone, right? Short week, cross-country opponent. The fact that we got a point was big. We're still in 11th place. It is what it is. Again, that's only game two. Let's, when we're a little bit more in the middle of the season, if we're still in 11th place, then let's start talking. We're fine right now. Like Katie said, next one's going to be a win. So, but looking at the standings, it's been a surprising start for Portland. They're at the bottom with two losses.
Yep. And then, literally, before we were recording, I was talking to Eva and she brought this up. We've been talking about it all weekend. Their midfield is in, it's in shambles. Yeah, they traded Emily Menges, and I feel like they regret that trade. I don't know. And they still have Becky Sauerbrunn. You have Captain America on your team. I don't know. I have so many questions for the Thorns for quite a few reasons. But
they had a pretty cool tifo, though. Did you see it? It was like the Dune one.
Their Dune tifo.
That's pretty cool. The other interesting thing is, again, we talked about it earlier, was seeing the Red Stars in KC on top. Yeah. Red Stars are in first place, Kansas City in second. It's Give it a couple wild. More games, but it's still, if it's still roughly like this, like, we're in a whole new
This world, season's going to be insane. Every NWSL season is, but league. Man, what the heck? It
gives us the excitement we want. But just remember, this is game two. There are tons of season left to play. Anything can happen. They're going to keep things interesting for us. Which brings us to our preview of our next opponent. The meat and potatoes of this podcast is the Angel City FC at Kansas City Current. What are we looking for?
Yeah. A lot. Kansas City has already proven themselves to be a prolific scoring team just in these first two games. They've put up, what, 7 goals so far? Yeah, 7. Jeez. Over 2 games. Yeah, Mario is currently head in hand.
Like rubbing the his temples. Face.
Just, oh my God. Yeah, same. This is, I think, going to be a true test for us to see, one, if we can really lock in offensively. Because we're going to need to. In general, we have to get the ball in the net in order to do anything to make this game great or not painful. One of the two, honestly.
Yeah.
This team is so different this season. Kansas City is insane. They're whomping on people, and it's the scoreline for this last game was closer, obviously, and Portland was able to come back in that first game a little bit, but they are aggressively offensive.
Yeah, they're pushing. They're way up there. They're just
they're looking that's the to thing, score on the jump.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're different. They're different they're just, season.
Get your opponent on the back heel, like just get them a little dizzy, a little mixed up, and like gives you just that advantage for the rest of the match.
I think I did the see way the same they're... thing you did. Oh, go! Oh, the next my next point.
Yeah.
Or yeah.
No, go ahead.
The one thing I was gonna say that I just thought of right now is that the way they play is the way we anticipated Bay FC to play. This very forward, very aggressive, very like score mindset is how we anticipated Bay FC. So if we're thinking that, I think we're gonna be okay overall. A curious thing, which I'm very curious to see how this plays out this weekend. But Vlatko has told the team to be humble, calm down your celebrations, blah, blah, blah. There is some outrage from U.S. national team fans because, no, you do not make soccer or fish sellies. Lola Bonta has the most iconic, Queen of Sally, and I, yeah. Queen of Sellies, I hate that it's against us, obviously. Like, the iconic, like, pulled hammy into a twerk. Ugh. It was so good. So, just so good. But, honestly, I think telling your team to be humble after you suffered is stupid. I just, like, why are you doing that?
No.
Let them have personality. No, let them enjoy the game. There's a lot of pressure on women's sports to be proper and gentle and kind, and I think it's trash.
Yeah, don't give us this, like, proper BS, like, no. You're a professional player. No. Everyone has the permission, the right, you were born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline. You celebrate whichever which way you want, except taking off your shirt, because that's a card. But I do it.
Brandi Chastain did it, so who cares?
Yeah.
Calm down.
I mean, if you get one this early in the season, okay, but celebrate. Make it a thing. The thing is, in a league like this too, it's here. There's no denying that the NWSL is here.
Right.
But there's also, and both can be true, it's also growing, right? Mm-hmm. You're still growing the sport. The way you're going to keep growing it in this day and age is the Instagrammable content. It's the TikTok content. It's the
little 15-second clip that makes somebody go, oh, I want to see that again. As much as it makes me so sad. Labonte's forever. Twerk. It's so good. Football. It went into basketball.
Exactly.
Like, I wish, like, this is one of those I wish we had videos, because I'm just like, ugh, with my hands right now. I have big issues around the policing of joy, especially in women's sports, because that conversation is happening right now in women's basketball, both at collegiate and professional levels. Let them be aggressive. Let them be upset. Let them be so freaking happy that they're going to the Sweet 16. Not to the point where it's a detriment to the team or to players or whatever, but we have emotions too. Guys have been doing this for generations. Calm down. Nobody cares. But a woman runs around and pretends to pull her hamstring and then twerks because she just scored a freaking banger of a goal. Yeah. And is cracking up while she's doing it because her whole team bought that she was hurt. Like, no, he has the wrong take on that. And she even said, when we're at home, things might be a little bit different.
Yeah. And you know what? Do the damn thing.
Yeah.
But I will ask, okay, if you're going to tone it down against us, then okay.
That's fine.
Because don't hurt my feelings.
That part, please, Labonte, don't hurt my feelings in general. Just please don't.
Unless it becomes another iconic one, you can't be mad at it.
Please just wait till next week. Just wait till your next matchup.
But yes, I agree. Telling them to calm down or be humble is, like, the dumbest thing ever.
Like, you tell a woman to calm down. That's the only... Ugh, it makes me so angry.
I bet you he never told it straight to them, too. It was, like, more of a... He said it to a reporter, like, on the side and be like, don't tell them. Don't say I said it.
This is off the record, right?
You heard this from someone.
No. From that, I need to know how my girl Emma is doing.
Yes.
Mostly because I just hope she's okay.
As soon as Emma was on the ground, both of us started texting each other. Oh my God, what's going on? What's happening? She's limping off the field.
Yeah.
This looks bad. Hopefully it's not bad. Please
stop. I'm really grateful for the length of this season and the Olympic break, is all I'm saying.
Yes. Yeah.
That's it. I'm grateful for the length so that she has time to heal and that there's the possibility still. I will hope amongst hopes and wish on every star. There's a full moon. If you believe in astrology and stuff, do some things for MA. Like, whatever it is, throw some up for our girl. I know her family is probably stressed. Yeah. So, yeah. I just want some news. Hopefully it's good news. Like, yes. Let's just get, like, a funky weird injury, and then she's got to take a few weeks off. maybe even like a month or two. That's okay. Month or two means May. Birthday present for me, even if it's belated. Birthday present for you. Cool. Birthday present for Jackie from Women Kick Balls. For my mom. We've got all kinds of
birthdays. Okay. Hey, please let us know. Angel City, let us know. We just want to know that she's okay.
Yeah.
We're hoping. Yeah. We're going to be dipping a little bit in that good luck.
The good luck fund.
The good luck fund and sending it just directly to MA and be like, you need a little bit of this. Hopefully it helps. So, yeah. All right. Yeah, players absolutely. To watch.
Kansas City. Okay. I've already talked about Lil Levanta. I'm going to just start off with her. She's in the midfield. She's from Rancho Cucamonga, so she's got California vibes, which makes so much sense personality-wise. So good at scoring, dispossessing in the midfield, just being up there and be like, no, this is my ball now, running away. Just overall being great. Like I said, her cellies are perfect. As good of a player as she is, she's an even better leader in the community. She has really stepped up to be the face of the team in Kansas City. She did the voiceover for the NWSL commercials. Her face is all over the streetcars in Kansas City. She's just like, I'm so happy for her that she's getting the recognition in the city, aside from the recognition that we all know. She's freaking great. So that's Lil Levanta. She is number 10 in the midfield. Okay. The next person I want to talk about is Bia Zanaretto. She is a forward. If you watched the game the first week against Portland, she came out of nowhere to score. A few different reporters I follow that follow different teams were like, you guys got to watch out for her because she's sneaky good. She's just in the right place at the right time. Guess what country she plays for? Brazil. Surprising she doesn't only go by one name, but it's because her first name is a little short one.
You know what? Give it a year and she might be like, yeah, just going to go by Bia now.
Right. She's appeared. I honestly thought she was like 22. She's appeared in 4 Women's World Cups and 2 Olympics. I was really confused when I looked that up. So I was like, you're almost my age, but this is confusing. She is number 9 and just so good. She, like I said, she finds the ball. She finds where she needs to be to get the connection to the pass. All of that. Yet another person we need to look out for defensively. And then the scream I scrumped during the first week of the NWSL watching this Kansas City game when Temwa Chawinga came in. So she is the captain of the Malawi national team. Like I said, we're getting into African soccer again. I'm going to cry about it. I'm going to scream about it because it's insane. I was a track and field athlete. I understand how speed works, how people run, what makes you go faster, all that. I was a thrower, but now I'm a speed coach. It's a whole thing. I've never seen someone mid-stride change their speed. She changed her gait, her stride got longer, and she just ate up the field.
Someone was holding the X button, that's why. you hold the X button on the controller and they go faster.
Yeah. That's honestly what it looked like. I made Eva run back into her living room. I was like, come here right now, you have to see her play. She's so quick, she's so smart. You can see her soccer IQ. You know how in different movies and stuff you have like the radar in the robots? I swear to you, that's how her brain has.
Or the like math meme where you like someone
just with
like calculations going all over their
head. Yes, absolutely. She is shockingly good. Within the first 10 minutes of her coming into that game, she completely changed the speed of the game. The vibe was different. She assisted on 2 goals, I think, 1 or 2. She's dangerous. And I'm excited to watch her play, but I hate that it's against us. All 3 of these women, honestly, I could watch them play forever, but just not against my team.
All right. So just to recap for you, we've got number 6. I'm going to let you say it again just real quick for me.
It's either Temwa or Timwa. I'm not sure, but her last name is Chawinga.
Okay. So number 6, Chawinga. We've got number 9, Bia Zanaretto. and number 10, Lola Bonta. They're all going to be big threats. They're all going to be playmakers. Mm-hmm. They're all going to be people to really keep your eye on. And if one or two of them are just not in the starting, then...
But also, I don't want them to sub in.
Yeah, because that just means fresh legs.
Yeah, because that first game, Chiwenga came in and subbed in, and I was like, oh no. Yeah, for our Angels, Q Charlie's Angels reference number 9,000. Our three that I want to cover today are, shockingly, all defense, because we're going to need it. Guessing Emma is going to be out, just given how much pain she was in. Yeah. The sub that came in for Emma was Merritt Mathias, making her second appearance of the season, and not in
being out the later last game. Season.
She had a rough off season. I mentioned it before. She was recovering from a knee injury that took longer to rehab than anticipated. Her dog passed away, and she was also diagnosed with diabetes, which slows down your healing, slows down a lot of the things your body is supposed to do naturally. There's a million different reasons why diabetes happens, and to see that in such a high caliber athlete super sucks, because I wonder now if she's probably going to process this over the last year or so, but it's that, oh, is this why this happened, or oh, is this why I couldn't heal well enough the first time, or you get in your head about all those different things. So I'm so happy that she's back on the pitch. Her play style seems to have changed from when she was at North Carolina, which I'm down with. She wasn't my favorite player on North Carolina. Wasn't for me. But she's the intensity and the intent of her play hasn't changed. That's still, the meat is still there.
Yeah.
But there's a different level of, I think, maturity, honestly. And if you want some NWSL lore, there is an infamous Merritt Mathias tweet that she posted after she had an ACL injury a few years back. And the gist is that I did not tear, ACL was torn for me. It's a whole very dramatic thing. I completely understand it, but it's also very funny. I'll send it to you later.
Okay.
But number 12, Merritt Mathias. I'm happy she's back on the pitch. I hope she has a great game. I'm assuming she's going to get the start.
I would think so.
With our back line.
For the way she came in to take over MA.
She played fantastic. And she held up that speed and level of intensity for the whole game. So I wouldn't be surprised if she started. My next person is the one, the only, Paige Nielsen. I love Paige. I love defense. We all know this. I super love Paige for a million reasons. She was my second kit. All of my kits are defenders.
Nobody's
surprised. Like, the interesting thing for me is that I think Paige is having what some people's considering a breakout season, but I'm like, this is just Paige Nielsen.
Yeah.
If you've been paying attention for longer than 2 years, this is Paige being Paige. And I think a lot of people forget, in that first season of Angel City, she was recovering from almost dying and a blood clot where she had to have a rib removed, a whole thing. This is Paige at the top of her game again. This is how she was playing back east on other teams in other countries.
Oh,
she is so solid. She is a brick wall.
She had an amazing save during that Orlando match where, if it wasn't for her, that was a goal.
Absolutely.
Like, it unfortunately passed Angelina, but Paige was there to knock. And it was hairy because it was like the only thing she could do was slide and kick it up. And it is just, if she kicked it up a little bit more, it would have gone like into the net.
Yep. She came in there with the perfect trajectory and got that thing out.
Yeah.
She is so, like, during the game, we're sitting at Rock and Brews. Eva turns to me and my mom and she goes, "Are you willing to bestow her your nickname?" And I started laughing so hard because in high school, when I was playing basketball, my teammates called me the wall because of the screens I would set. Like, you could not get by me. I set a screen on the baseline. Good luck to that poor, sweet little guard who's about to run into me, who's 5 feet tall. The amount of people that ended up on the ground because they ran into me was more than 10. It was a lot. And it was the kind of thing, we set up the play so that the first screen was me.
Yeah.
And then I got my guard free, which is what you want to do. But Paige is a brick wall for our defense. I talk up Sarah Gordon. Paige is right there for different reasons. They are so good together, and having them as our center backs is just so comforting in my brain. It's just different. And I feel like in learning, because she found out that people were saying that they didn't know she was actually this good. And she posted it. I think she posted it on Instagram. I've been playing for a long, like, this isn't new.
Yeah.
This is just who I am. And I think a lot of the drive to excel this season was that of, oh, you didn't know my name? Oh, you don't know who I am? Okay, I'll make sure. I'm here for it. Let's effing go.
And not soccer related, but she has two really amazing dogs too.
Real cute.
Yeah, like looking at her Instagram with the dogs. But she is a beast on our defense, and I love it. And like, just getting to hear from her when she, during her podcast, hopefully it continues or something, but knowing that we've got her on our back line, that's one of the reasons why the Orlando game was so close, was because of our back line held it down. So it's, we're not worried about our back line.
No.
In previous years, there's been a little bit of worry because like one side might be lacking, the other side, like it wasn't, right now we've got a solid wall back there, so.
Yeah. Even our subs, like they're super subs. They're not just, okay, MA went down in the first half and Merritt came off the bench. And I was like, that's fine. Said MA is hurt. I'm not upset with the sub who came in. It's not it's not a consolation prize. It's, oh, sweet. She actually is going to get minutes.
Yeah.
Perfect. This is great. We need reps. And then last but certainly not least is Amandine Mandy Henri. She's only called Mandy here in the States. Nobody else calls her that. She's like, that's my American name. But she is our
She probably midfield. Hates how everybody like butchers Amandine.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The commentators that when I did hear them were mispronouncing things all over the place during the game on Friday. And I'm like, there's pronunciation guides that the teams give you. Yeah. Please use them. If you're calling international sports, you need to know how to pronounce people's names. But I digress. Mandy is great. She, when we picked her up last season, I was super excited because she's so solid as a midfielder. She locks it down. Like our midfield has just, it is different this season. I don't know if anybody else has noticed. We're solid in our midfield. And again, our midfield subs, it's fine. It's just, it's another starting lineup for most teams. And that's honestly at this level is what it should be. But Mandy also knows how to win. She's an offensively minded midfielder who obviously plays defense, but she's not afraid to score. I'm hoping she gets a header in sometime soon. She won a championship in 2017 with Portland. She's a French national team player. She played for Lyon. She has a storied career, and we're lucky that she came back to the NWSL. It was one of those where it's, I'll never play here again. But given that she was playing for Portland in 2016, 2017, I get it. Because that's when everything went down.
There was reasons, yes.
I wouldn't want to come back to this league at that time either, frankly. I think there had to have been a lot of personal healing done for her, and the league had to do a lot in order, and a lot of players are starting to come back, which is really great. But overall, those are my angels. That's who I think we should pay attention to.
So in the back there, defending against all of those forwards and midfielders that we talked about on KC, we've got Merritt at number 12. We've got Paige, number 14. And then Amandine, we've got at number 26. And our history with Kansas City has been 3 wins and 1 draw and 0 losses. So we've...
Knock on wood, that 0 stays a 0.
Yes, we have not lost...
I'll take a draw.
I'll take a draw, but we're supposed to be on an upward trend here. So let's get that fourth win against Kansas.
Yes.
But
yeah, fourth win, 3 points. I'm so down. Let's make up a goal differential.
Let's be the fun party spoilers and spoil their make give them their first loss in their new stadium.
Everybody needs the Band-Aid pulled off. So let's be the ones to do it. Let's crash this party. But no, I'm very excited for this game. I think it's going to be a very intense matchup, but we'll see. I'll be with Eva and I'll probably piss off her neighbors. But oh, because they're not the best.
Yes, just a reminder on where to watch and listen. The game is going to be Saturday, March 30th. It's being played at Kansas City at CPK Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri at 12:30 p.m. It's going to be on ESPN and ESPN Plus. So ESPN also means like you can go to a bar and you can watch it because they're going to have mm-hmm. ESPN.
Tell them to put it on.
Yeah.
It's 12:30. They
just opened.
One, they've just opened. Two, basketball games are a little bit later. They've got time. They can dedicate at least one TV. Tell them to chill.
Yeah. And with the sound on, please. Come on.
Yes.
If you can't watch it on TV and you can't be there, the game will be on iHeartRadio. So go ahead and listen there. Like I said, sometimes it's my preferred way to listen and watch is to listen to Isaac and Tracy call the game while watching the game on whatever streaming service it's on. There is a delay, right? Just like radio, any type of radio has a delay. So there is a delay. Usually when I do this, I take off my like watch, my Apple Watch, and I like turn off notifications because I don't want one of the million sports apps that I have buzzing at me saying that there was a goal like a minute before it happened. So I will give you that word of warning. And there will be a watch party hosted by Angel City. The party starts at 11:30. Again, kickoff is going to be at 12:30. They will be at 33 Taps, both in Culver City and in Silver Lake. But it's March Madness, and Angela is going to be like in a crazy whirlwind of sports this weekend.
Yep. I put a note. Yeah, read that note that I put in there for you to read.
Yeah, we know it's the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight. Please take a break find some time to take a break. Rest your brain. Watch a different sport. This is really only directed to Angela at the moment. But if you are one of these people who have lost yourself in like over 30 hours of basketball this week alone.
This weekend, like from Friday to now, I've watched easily, let's see, I watched 5 games today, 3 yesterday.
Does this count like all the
five?
Like, all the stoppages in time too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I've easily watched close to 20 different games just of the women's tournament. So do yourself a favor and walk around. And when I re-listen to this on Wednesday, once it goes live, I'm going to... Yep, this is a note to future Angela.
Yeah, future Angela, please stand up and walk around. I know you're good at drinking your water, but...
Take a break.
So yeah, that's what we've got for you for this Angel City preview.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening this far and getting through my crazy noodle of a brain. If you like what you heard and you want to hear some more, make sure you hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening. Check out casualfc.com for all of the podcast links. The best way to support us is to share the podcast, like our posts, comment on things, episodes, leave reviews on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all those things. Engagement, it's free, it's relatively easy. We appreciate it. It means we get blasted out. Yeah, feed the algorithm, help the robot monsters help us, basically. If you want to be like the super cool people that I saw at Watch Party and at opening day wearing merch, you can go to shop.casualfc.com. We have a whole bunch of ideas coming up. We need to really buckle down and figure out which ones we're gonna put up. But I'm super excited. I love our merch. It's so silly and it's so fun. I hope you're liking what you're hearing. And if you feel so inclined and you want to actually help support the pod monetarily, you can do something called Buy Us a Coffee. You can check out the link in our bio and all of our social media, Or you can go to buymeacoffee.com/casualfcpod, where you can throw us a few bucks to run this thing, grab coffee together, what have you, whatever you feel like doing. Or you don't have to do that at all. That's completely up to you. We don't expect it.
Nah.
We don't anticipate it. I usually cry when somebody drops us like $5. It's always a good time. If you aren't already, make sure you follow us on social media at CasualFCPod on Instagram, Twitter, Threads, and TikTok. And make sure you tell a friend about the pod. We know it brings good luck to this team, so we're trying to keep that train going through the season. Plus, we need extra this week to throw it to MA.
Yeah, MA needs a little bit more luck here, so let's make sure we give her a little bit of surplus on that.
Absolutely. All right, everybody. Enjoy the games this weekend. Watch a whole bunch of them. We'll see you next week.
All right, bye. It's all your basketball right now.
Yeah. It's that and X-Men. Like
Jock Jams and X-Men. That's what you got in your head right now?
Honestly, all the time. I have the pink Jock Jam on loop. That specific one, probably since like 1996. Yeah, the pink Jock Jam CD. I have it somewhere. Like, I still have it for sure. It's my favorite. Anyway, all right, let's do this. You have random dumb shit for me to put in the beginning. Okay. Go for it.
Okay.